hearing me with this microphone making these noises. So I don't know. Appreciate your tolerance and forgiveness this morning. So this is Daniel chapter 2. Now we're not going to go through Daniel every chapter. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams. Seems a funny way to put it, as a famous Bible teacher said, what else could he dream? But he dreamed dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled and his sleep brake from him. So God gives a vision. Now, we talked about what is a vision. We noted they can come during people's sleep like a dream, or they can come when a man is wide awake, appearing to be conscious, but his mind, his consciousness is totally somewhere else during this experience. How do you tell a vision from a dream? A vision is far more vivid than any dream. When Bible shows us people having visions during the night, they wake up, they are distressed. They cannot get out of their mind. They remember every detail of it. It's an experience far more vivid than a dream. We all dream. Most of us forget our dreams the moment we wake up. But visions are extremely vivid and other out-of-the-body-like experiences. This is a contemporary, not a photo, but a pleasing likeness of Nebuchadnezzar by some artist of his day. There are several of these that archaeologists have discovered. I'm not saying this is what he really looked like, but at least it gives us some idea of hair and clothing styles of his time. So because this is a vision, it's no mere dream. So I want you to fill in the word dream on your handout if you're using it, just to emphasize the fact that Nebuchadnezzar's been having dreams every night of his whole life, but this is a vision. It is something spectacular, far beyond a mere dream that we read about in chapter 2. So he dreamed dreams where his spirit was troubled and his sleep break from him. So it's so vivid, he's extremely disturbed, so upsetting, he cannot go back to sleep. Now, this brings a question to my mind. Why would God give a vision to an unbeliever? This is a pagan king. He is not a follower of Yahweh. He is not a believer like the Jews, like Daniel, his friends, and others captives in Babylon. Why would God give a vision to give such a special treatment to a man who is a pagan? If that question has come to your mind, I'm going to try to answer it. Obviously, it's not for his worthiness. He's just an unbeliever. And he's a superstitious on top of that. We know that from a reference to him in Ezekiel chapter 21. We read, "For the king of Babylon," which of course was Nebuchadnezzar at the time, "stood at the parting of the way, at the head of two ways," the fork in the road, "to use divination," that's superstition. "He made his arrows bright, he consulted with images, he looked in the liver." Ancient Romans used to do that. We've read about they would kill an animal, and somehow there's something different about livers of animals, and you cut them open. Maybe you hunters know this. I don't know this. But they would, but by the way, what they found when they opened up and looked at the liver, that would tell them the fortune, which way to go, what to do. So he, in his right hand was the divination. We know what divine means. That means to superstitiously find, fortune-telling, in other words, for Jerusalem. And so there it was. He's doing the superstitious pagan practice, and God's, of course, in control of all this, and God uses this to tell Nebuchadnezzar, cross the Jordan to the west and attack Jerusalem, the capital of the Judeans. So that's what he did. Opened the mouth and slaughtered, lift up the voice of shouting, to appoint battering rams against the gates to cast them out.